quem é? Quem é, mano?
Vai vir, mano.
Tá, meu.
Porra, Dadinho.
Chega assim na minha boca, meu amigo.
Quem falou que a boca é tua, rapaz?
É, quem falou que a boca é tua, cara? Qual é, Dadinho?
Dadinho é o caralho. Meu nome agora é Zé Pequeno, porra.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to URML Presents. We're back here again.
Yeah.
Live in the studio of LSR, acclaimed radio station.
Tab's with us today.
Whee. Hi.
Yeah, well. Yeah, you can tell I'm on because you can always hear me running my mouth off about irrelevant and irreverent things. Also with me, we've got Layla and Ivan, of course.
Running the show. Today we're talking about LIFF. Leeds International Film Festival, which runs basically throughout November.
Yeah, so I think it's starting this week.
This
week and then until towards the end of the month.
Yeah, I'm not really sure when it ends. I think it's maybe the 22nd or something like that.
It never ends. It's a way of life. international films, because not everything is about the UK and the US.
And the US.
Contrary to the UK and US's belief.
Which is a bit awkward, because I do technically have songs from a US movie.
Yeah, that's it, right? You're fired. Get out of here.
I'm leaving. Bye, guys.
Just turn off the radio right now. This is over. This is over.
So, in the beginning, we had Mui Nome E Z. I don't know. It's Portuguese. That was from City of God. I think
it's really amazing film, City of God.
It's one of those films where
you have to watch it.
Like, it's one of those films where when you meet new people or you have new housemates or whatever, it's a film that you have to watch together. Ooh. Like, it's one of those ones. But that was from the scene where Little Z is confronting Blackie, and it's like his first scene after he kind of grows up.
And he becomes a man.
He makes that statement, I'm Little Z now, because he used to be Little Dice or Little Dice. And it kind of like breaks into that song and kind of goes back to his past, where basically he goes on a killing spree and enters the life of a gangster.
It's kind of interesting, actually, because, it's Portuguese, but it's kind of their view of what is American gangster cool.
Yeah.
I think that kind of comes through with the music and, the kind of style of it.
There's a lot of fun.
Just that kind of Vegas kind of
brass.
I'm the man, you know.
Yeah, a lot of that going on.
It's interesting. That's what they strive to be. But what else we got coming up?
We've got some stuff coming up. We'll be talking about some of the other stuff going on at the International Film Festival. Tomorrow, I'm going to see Biophilia Live.
Wow.
Which is Bjork's kind of like live rendition of her album Biophilia. So I'm excited about that. They've got the Q&A for Giles Peterson doing Bam Bam, his like documentary movie.
I wanted to catch that, but I'm not. I'm going to go and see Shabazz Palaces instead. And if you're going, you should give me a shout. But
I was so down to go there as well, but I have plans.
A live Q&A with Giles Peterson, though. I think Giles Peterson's someone that you want to kind of, you don't want to just listen to, like, hear on the radio or, like, spin records in a club. You want to talk to, you want...
Yeah.
He knows so much.
You know, he's crazy, like, and he does, like, what, 3-4 hour shows, and it just keeps flowing. It's like he's not even, it's like a 1 hour show, but he makes it, that's how he makes it feel. But I will be catching him at All That Jazz at Mint Club later this month. So that'd be good. He's doing a set for that. But yeah, speaking of Bjork, who we were talking about before, I'm going to play Cavalda, which is off her album Selma Songs, which was for the movie Dancer in the Dark, directed by Lars von Trier. It's kind of like a musical / weird messed up movie.
Cool. The classic combination.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was snazzy, that.
Mm. Yeah. Proper dancey, and it's got like the kind of like clang of like, I don't know, metal and stuff like that all around, with like DJ scratching and like Bjork singing musical songs. It's kind of like all in one bit. But yeah, that's like kind of themed off it. It's kind of, the movie's about her using music as a coping mechanism for all the messed up stuff that happens in her life.
Is it like, is it autobiographical or is it fictional?
It's fictional, yeah, fictional. Cool. But I was saying to Tom the other day at Strange Parade, which was last night, it's kind of, it feels very real. It's done in a very, the set pieces are very still, kind of like Blair Witch Project, but not a horror movie. It's kind of just like, a bit like watching Big Brother going through her life. So yeah, that was a really interesting film. You should watch it if you have the time. We'll be continuing on with a kind of Japanese theme. I'm sure everyone's heard of Studio Ghibli. One of the first Studio Ghibli films, or one of the first Studio Ghibli films I watched, was Princess Mononoke.
That's probably my favourite one, actually. Yeah, that's same, my favourite one of the few that I've seen.
Yeah, there's so many. Like,
but it's so wonderful, and it's so intense, and it's so colourful. Like, it's a really nice combination of styles.
A lot of people have this kind of opinion about Studio Ghibli films where they're very like childish or like too innocent. Princess Mononoke is one that is very, it cuts no corners.
Yeah,
with
it's very
the
visceral
themes.
I thought it's very, you know, in your face, not in your face, but like it's very straight open. It's like very, it's not afraid to get rough and tumble.
Like the bit in the beginning where he's like on the horse and he's got the kind of cursed arm or whatever, and he shoots his arrow at some guy and his head literally just pops off like a corkscrew.
And for Studio Ghibli, that's like, whoa.
Yeah, like,
whoa.
What the hell? I'm glad we explained that without swearing, because when I watched it, I swore. I was like, I said swear words because I was so confused by what just happened.
So you got a selection from there, yeah? Let's roll with it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you listen to Mac 167 with Shock DNA, and they soundtracked a film in like Japanese underground early 2000s. It was about this guy who's like conducts electricity, and he fights this guy who fires wavelengths, and they can talk to reptiles, and they have a showdown. But he needs an electric guitar to keep him sane, so you know he like just thrashes out every so often, and that's that. But we're gonna return to something a bit more familiar now, I think. So what we got?
Relaxing.
Right. Check it.
I would like to hold my
joke about Matilda now.
That was from Matilda, right?
We do love Matilda.
Good movie. I realised when I was trying to find tracks for this week that I don't really watch any films that aren't in English, which is bad because I'm missing out on a lot of movies there.
Yeah, definitely need to change that.
I'm learning tonight.
Well, like, I found a lot of the foreign films I watch, like Japanese or Korean, like, I mean, Old Boy, for example, good foreign film. So I feel like I need to branch out a bit with the, like, the countries that I watch, like, kind of thing.
Yeah, even with the tracks we got today, like, you know, I mean, there are some gaping holes, you know, geographically speaking.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is, like, I got, like, 4 Bollywood ones and then, like, a few here and there, but then it's like, you know, what's going on in other places?
Need more representation up in here.
So, you can see a few things, hopefully, well, this International Film Festival. One of the musical ones that I'm seeing is going back to Japan. This thing called Tokyo Tribe, which is a hip-hop gangster musical. Yay. And it's in Japanese and it's set in Tokyo and, you know, it looks like the Warriors kind of type thing. But it should be good, I hope. I really do hope. We'll see where that takes us. Coming up, I think we've got Bruce Lee's Game of Death theme.
Yeah, we're going a bit karate. This
Jeet Kune Do, man, is with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at the end. Oh god,
the tower, the whole tower scene where he's just going up fighting the different guys. It's like a game almost.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of games, another link here. Another part of the film festival is they're doing Alien, kind of going from the movie to the game. Because I think Sega recently brought out Alien Isolation, which is like a game based on the movies. And I think they're doing a movie based on like the process between bringing that like movie atmosphere to a game.
They've got another thing actually as well about, I think it's about Dota 2, which is a game like from Valve. It's just like strategy, like MMO strategy kind of thing.
People get very addicted.
Well, it's not just addiction, it's esports now. So,
yeah,
you know,
true.
People are
earning
like,
money.
It's competitions and it's, you know, it's cool that can be a thing. There's a documentary about that. Also vaguely related is Thought Bubble, which is the comic art convention in Leeds. That's happening in a couple of weeks. And sweet. Yeah, you'll go if you get a ticket. You go in the Royal Armoury. Everything's just decked out in comic art, and
sweet.
People were like, you know, cosplaying and stuff. And you know, things are happening in November. It's a very cultural
month.
Nice.
I love it.
You know.
Cool.
We've got the film festival, we've got this, we've got that.
We're doing things. Alright, so I'm going to play that main theme of Bruce Lee's Game of Death. Please watch that film. If you're going to watch a Bruce Lee film, watch that one.
Even though it's incomplete, but you know.
Chaya.
Yeah, yeah, it's from Mr. Chaya Chaya, probably the most famous Bollywood song ever, and we're just talking over it. But it's live, it's probably one of the most famous ones, and in the film Dulce, it's set on a train, and you've got like Shah Rukh Khan and like bare people just dancing on this train, singing to this song, and no effects were used, which is kind of wild, but yeah, here we go. Chal chaiya 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 chal chaiya 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 chal chaiya 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 chal chaiya 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 chal chaiya 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 chal chaiya 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 sare ishq ki chaav chal chaiya chaiya sare ishq ki chaav chal chaiya aao jannat chale chal chaiya chaiya Cheya Cheya, and yeah, so that was done by A.R. Rahman, who's probably one of the most famous composers ever, you know, in like film history. Just big in the Bollywood scene, of course. He did Slumdog Millionaire, which, you know, had a lot of crossover. But yeah, he did Cheya Cheya, and you know, he's doing it big. It's probably one of his most famous ones, and it's got like the kind of corny guitar from like, you know, Western influences. But then there's like the original version, I think, is like in Urdu, but then there's like a Tamil version. Then there's like, you know, then there's a Hindi version as well, like, of this song, and it's kind of wild.
Nice. Yeah. We're watching the the movie right now in the studio.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
So everyone's just dancing on a train, and it's going through like just the forest on like a next to a forest on like a really sunny day, and people are on top of a train dancing on top of, you know.
The balance is crazy, like, and they're all dressed up nice. This guy's like dressed up in some nice jacket.
Yeah, he's got like a red bomber jacket. Yeah. It's pretty wild. Everyone else is in traditional dress. But he's like the cool hip guy, obviously. Yeah, what are we rolling with next?
I'm not sure, you know. We could play a bit of Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Could play a bit of Dolly Parton.
Yes.
So where's this Dolly Parton from now?
This song is from the movie 9 to 5 that Dolly Parton was in. And they got to write a song based on the movie.
Oh, right. That's not bad. Just hear you in this film. Write a song for it as well, like... Switch it up in the contract.
I was watching this documentary about like how she makes music, because I love Dolly Parton a lot, and she was like talking about how she made the song, and like she got the idea for the beat from like tapping the nails together like that, which I thought was really cool.
Gotta have long nails for that. Yeah. Long ass nails.
She was like, Dolly, think of a beat, and she was just like, I don't know. Just, like, and then just accidentally,
amazing,
sounds well good. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way.
Don't
So you're listening to Tan Dunn's In the Chess Court, which is from Hero. Hero is probably one of my favourite films ever. So it was by a director called Zhang Yimou, and he made this film about Jet Li, who's this nameless assassin who claims he's killed all the enemies of the king, and the king's hearing his story, and yeah. But this is from a scene where they have a fight in their minds in this chess court, and the instrument is a guqin. And the guqin is like a seven-string stringed instrument from traditional Chinese music. And yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, so Zhang Yimou, Hero. I think the composer who made that was called Tan Dunn, and yeah, Hero's a really, really lovely film, full of loads of really vivid, kind of colourful scenes where things happen, and you know that one's in a chess court, and it's all like, it's all greys and blues, and it's raining, and you can see like the sword cut through the raindrops, and it's really, really lovely.
I love that. Visual, like, is it a lot of fighting scenes, like, I can imagine?
Yeah, but it's more like dancing, to be honest with you. I mean, it's just choreography, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Dancing or fighting.
Kind of like, what's it, Crouching Hidden Dragon, Crouching Tiger.
Yeah, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is, yeah. Tan Dunn also did the soundtrack for that, and I was actually going to play one from there, but decided to go with Hero instead.
I just love the walking on air kind of, like, parts jumping through trees.
It's very, like, you know, free-flowing, and, I think, you know, when you suspend, like, the belief of, like, physical constraints of, like, you know, Western action films...
can have a lot of fun.
They can... you can do a bit more, I think.
I would love to watch... I would love to watch these films in the Leeds Town Hall. It's so nice, when they do the international film festival, it's, like, all mostly in the Town Hall. It's so nice watching on such a big, grand screen.
I've never been in.
It's so nice, I did... I went to the Phenomenon Anime Day on... 2 years ago.
Literally,
it was the whole day. I was just like going in and out, and it was just amazing. Like, I'd seen like some of the movies before. I saw like Berserk, and there was one Wolverine, and it's just completely different watching it in that room.
I wanted to go to the Phenomenon one this year as well. It's still part of International Film Festival, and they've got all sorts. They've got like a film by the person who did Ghost in the Shell. They've got the latest Dragon Ball Z movie. They've got like loads of Studio Ghibli stuff.
I can't believe they're playing Dragon Ball Z in Leeds Town Hall.
All about. Amazing. I've got a lot of time for Dragon Ball Z. I don't know about you guys, but I'm there for that.
I got Budokai on my PS2, but the disc didn't work and it broke my heart.
Pause. Pause from the childhood of Ivan.
Yeah. We've got also part of the film festival, there's they're doing the mid festival party. Which is at the hall. They're having Interstellar 555, which is Daft Punk's movie they did for Discovery, and loads of other things like a Cowboy Bebop movie, and then like DJs till four. So that'd be a good thing if you guys have some free time on the 19th or 15th, sorry. But yeah, we're gonna continue.
Yeah, so where we going next?
At my housemate's request. He's not listening, he's writing an essay.
Boo.
Oh no.
Yeah, he's
it. We can do both.
I told him. he really liked blue as the warmest colour.
Oh, okay.
I've seen that. It's good.
No, I'm nervous.
There was speculation on some of the sexual scenes.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And it kind of during the end, it kind of like drags on. But you know, it's good. The beginning's great.
Good. Yeah, I picked a Licky Lee track on that. I think it's a different remix to the one that's in the film.
All right.
I prefer this version.
Bit of variants.
Yeah, I think Dave Sitek was in TV on the Radio.
Yeah.
TV in the Radio, TV on the Radio. UML on the Radio. Here we go.
जियो नहीं यू लगता मैं तो मर जावा लज्जा लज्जा सोनिए लज्जा लज्जा दिल लज्जा लज्जा हो
bit more Bollywood.
Yeah, so that's Bole Julian, and that is Bole Julian, rather, can't speak. It's from Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham, which is probably one of the most famous recent Bollywood films, like in the past 20 years or so. It's got like everyone in ever, all the famous stars. But yeah, I think we're going to call it quits there. It's been good. We've had a few selections here and there across the globe.
Kind of across the globe.
Yeah, and I think we're going into, well, since it's the 5th of November.
Yeah, it's the 5th of November, it's Bonfire Night. We'll play a bit of Bonfire by Charles Gambino.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
It's childish, Gambino homegirl, drop it like the NASDAQ. Move white girls like this coat up my ass crack. Move black girls, cause man, fuck it, I'll do either. I love pussy, I love bitches, dude, I should be running Peter in Adidas with some short shorts. B-O-O-R over me, my green is where it's supposed to be. Your green is in my grocery. This Asian dude, I stole his girl, and now he got that Koji beef. My dick is like an accent mark, it's all about the over-E. Hot like a parked car. I sound weird like nigga with a hard R. Fly like the logo on my cousin's 440. Eating Oreos like these white girls that blow me. Vodka for my ladies, whiskey for a grown man. Hanging in the islands looking for Earl like Toe Jam. I made the beat retarded, so I'm calling it a slow jam. Butcher and I know it, man. Kill beef, go ham. These rappers are afraid of him, cause I'm a beast, bitch, girl. Invaders and Gambino is a call girl. Fuck you, pay me. Brand new whip for these niggas like slavery. Told me I was